The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can navigate the daily highway of life. So today we got a little special topic for you, because something we all do is grocery shop. And whether it be the prices, the convenience, whatever it might be, but it's something that could bring a little stress to your life. Well, today we're going to help relieve that stress, because with us we have a guest, Terry Dooley, the Senior Vice President of Development, is going to introduce, as well as the topic for our show today. Terry?
Thanks, Art. It's really fun for me to be able to work with the Fairway stores every year on the roundup, and I am thrilled that one of the store managers decided that he was going to be the representative for all the Fairway stores here, and his name is Tony Melvin. He is the Fairway store manager at the Morningside Fairway store. And he has always indicated how excited he is to come and represent us and be on the radio. You're a radio star, Tony.
Hey, Tony, welcome.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Art. I love being here.
Well, Terry, let's talk a little bit about Tony. Tony, you've been with us now. Geez, I think this is our fifth year doing the roundup for Boys and Girls Home. And talk a little about yourself, a little background, and what you do.
Okay. Married my wife, Kate. We have two kids, Carter and Grayson. My oldest, Carter, is a junior, and Grayson is a seventh grader. I went to Iowa State University. Go Cyclones.
Hey, Cyhawks.
I'm a Hawkeye.
Well, this year you have to be quiet.
I know I do.
Okay. That's wonderful. So Iowa State, and how did you get hooked up with Fairway?
I started working for Fairway in high school, and then when I went to college, I continued there. I've now been with Fairway for about 27 years.
Wonderful.
And I've been in the Morningside location. This will be my seventh year.
Great. And boy, I'll tell you, that's a great store. Tell us a little about Fairway and their philosophy with the community.
At Fairway, your family, and we really like to take part in things like this roundup with the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. We look forward to it every year. This is our fifth year helping with that. And we're real excited to do it.
Well, Terry, you mentioned that we're doing the roundup, and let's discuss that in a little more detail. What's the time frame? Who's participating, and how can listeners out there help Boys and Girls Home through this campaign?
I'll try and give you the dates as often as I can. So,
okay,
we kick off September 23rd, and the roundup goes until October 5th at any of the local Fairway stores. So Mike out at the store in Sergeant Bluff is participating, TJ at Riverside Fairway, and Aaron at the Northside Fairway. And it's easy as pie. You go to the store, you do your shopping, you feel like family while you're there, right, Tony?
That's right.
And when you get to the checkout, the cashier that is the checker that is there will ask you, would you like to round up for Boys and Girls Home and Family Services? And we hope that you all say, yeah, we would like to round up. So it has been our 4 years that we have been doing this, going into our fifth year. And every year, the stores do everything that they can to be able to help us raise money for the children and families that we serve at Boys and Girls Home. And the numbers are pretty amazing. We're coming up on $25,000 here over the last 4 years. So it really is a big help to us. And Tony, you have no idea how important that is to us. So thank you.
Well, thank you too. It's been a great relationship these 4 years. And like you said, we're approaching $25,000. Let's get to 30. Let's get to 35. If everybody can come out and support Fairway and support the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, this roundup is going to be fantastic.
You know, I'll tell you, the funds stay right here. They don't leave Sioux City. And we use these funds to buy a lot of the items that our children need that are unfunded. So, and it gives us a chance to provide them some more activities. So it stays right here, folks. It's a great cause. And it won't be hard to find a fairway store. You got it over in Riverside. You got up here in the North End in Indian Hills. Of course, Tony, you're at Southern Hills Mall. And you got one out there in Sergeant Bluff. So, I mean, just any of the four fairway stores. And we're grateful that their managers and staff are willing to help us with this. So when the cashier asks you, would you like to round up? Put the smile on and say, sure. Because that really going to help our kids. It's going to go a long way. Terry, you've had some experiences round up.
Well, and Art, you know, I'm a fairway shopper. I am. And what I do during the roundup is I try to go to all four stores that are here because I don't want to show any preference or anything. Although I have to say, Tony's store has the bakery, so I might spend a little more time there.
Frosted sugar cookies are pretty delicious.
Yeah, they really are. So, and if you round up, that's great. If you want to make a pledge, give money on your own, I mean, you could certainly also walk in and say, I'd like to give you $10 today. The checkers are very helpful. They will help you to do that. It's kind of a nice way to be able to give. And like Art said, it's local. We're taking care of all of our families and kids right here in our local community. So I think that's really special.
You're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Terry Dooley and the Southern Hills Fairway store manager, Mr. Tony Melvin. And we are discussing the Fairway Roundup, which is going place right to September 23rd to October 5th. And we're encouraging to go out and help support this project for our children at the Boys and Girls Home. We've been doing this for like 5 years with Fairway. I know a lot of people do roundups, and it's good because we have a lot of good causes. And it puts a little extra work on behalf of the cashiers and stuff like that. But, you know, it fits my philosophy of fast nickels as opposed to slow dimes. We know it's coming in. Every little bit helps when you contribute that extra change. Let me round up to a dollar. And some people go much more than that. But I want you to know it helps. You can't see it. You can't see the smiles. You can't see when that look when we solve a problem for a kid who are able to do something. So you are very much involved. And Tony, you mentioned family. I'm a Fairway shopper also. And, you know, I'll stop in the other stores too, but I'm a loyal member of the Fairway family. I love what you guys do. I go to the Indian Hill store, and it's pretty convenient. And what thing is, it's always the same. It's always the same, that consistency, the service, the friendliness. It feels like family. And I'm one of these online shoppers. And I got to tell you, that's a great service. Folks, if you haven't tried the online shopping, I've done it for a couple of years, and I was a little hesitant at first. But I noticed that at Fairway, you can really see the training of their staff come through. And it shows when you pick up your perishables, they're perfect. Produce, perfect. I mean, and this is consistent, not just one time, hit or miss. You guys do a great job, and I love this online shopping, and it starts to represent the change we're having in our retail environment. Now, the downside with online shopping is you miss all those smiling faces inside the store, and I do miss them. So you want to talk about online shopping and what that means at Fairway?
Well, with the online shopping, it's real quick and easy. If you have a mobile phone, computer at home, you just go on and go through your grocery list. Put it in the cart, and you have a personal shopper at Fairway. They go through and pick everything for you. If there happens to be an out of stock, they can substitute it for you. You get notification of that. You can substitute it yourself, and we still have the same two-year car service when you drive up a curbside. So you still will get that smiling face loading the groceries into your car.
You know, of course, during the summer, you get to know the kids who are home from college and working at Fairway. And it's just always a nice place, and you get that feel of family, and it's a nice place to do business at, and we appreciate it. So, Terry, let me ask you on this. You do a lot of the fundraising in the community. How does this fundraiser differ from the other things that you've done in the community? What's different about working with Fairway?
You know, it is like family, honestly. There has never been a time that I've made a call to one of the Fairway stores to talk with one of the managers that they didn't get back to me immediately. And it's kind of the same with the checkers. I walk into the stores, they kind of know us, and they're very proud of what they're able to do. It's, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of anonymous giving, so it's easy for the donors to be able to make a gift without really, you know, feeling any of the pain, I guess, of giving to a cause. And I think a lot of people really recognize the value of keeping money right here in our community. I think that that's kind of a nice piece to be able to know that, you know, that you're helping in your own community. And gosh, Art, I look at the statistics on kids and mental health, and it's a scary thing. It's a very scary thing. 1 in 5 Iowa youth have reported that they've considered killing themselves. That hits home with me. It's a very scary number. Suicide's the second leading cause of death for Iowa children. I don't remember any of this conversation when I was growing up, and I guess we all know that there are a lot of pressures around teenagers these days. When the Surgeon General is coming out and telling us that kids are really struggling, I think we need to, you know, stand up and take notice. And easily, you can give it through the Fairway stores from the 23rd of this month to October 5th and help us to help the children that are with us at Boys and Girls Home.
And we want you to feel good about it. This money is staying right here, and is funding unfunded needs of our children. We're coming up on our break right now, so we're going to take a little pause for the cause. So grab another cup of coffee, a glass of orange juice. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Terry Dooley from Boys and Girls Home and Tony Melvin from the Fairway Southern Hills store. And welcome back, you guys. And I just want to talk about something Terry mentioned earlier. There are 4 Fairway stores in the area, Riverside, Northside, out Sergeant Bluff, and Tony's store at the Southern Hills Mall. And Tony's store has the bakery. And I got to tell you, when I go shopping at my store, I wait until the bakery truck arrives. And I know at 9 o'clock. Okay, after that, I got the truck there, and I'll have the bakery goods. But it's wonderful. I got to tell you, it's really good. The service is friendly. It's big enough, but small enough, if that makes any sense. You really get that personal touch, and I really love it. So let's get back to looking at the Roundup fundraiser that's going on September 23rd through October 5th, or any of the October 5th, at any of the 4 Fairways locations in the Sioux City area. So all you got to do is you walk in, you buy your goods, and we're going to talk about that, because you wouldn't be able to round up if you didn't go to Fairway. So, Tony, I'm going to ask you in a little bit to tell me what's going on at Fairway, what's on sale, what's a good deal, why should they go in there? And then, folks, when you check out, put that big smile on, and don't wait to be asked. Say, are you doing Roundup? Well, I want a Roundup for Boys and Girls Home. That's the spirit we have, and that's what we need. It's a 2-week promotion, and fast nickels are better than slow dimes, so we appreciate your help. So with that, Terry, what else is going on in terms of promotions behind the scenes that we don't see? Are you working with anybody else on this?
Oh, gosh, we have a lot of help. We have been back and forth with the Fairway people in Boone, and I don't know what you call that area, but I'll tell you what.
Headquarters, the suits.
The marketing people have been absolutely wonderful. It seems as if, you know, if we ask, they say, okay. We also have really strong support from Premier Glazer, because they help us to print all of the materials that are posted in all of the Fairway stores. And they also have a special that they will be doing over the couple of weeks that we're doing the Roundup. And we get a benefit from the sales of that product. So thank you to Premier Glazer as well. They've been absolutely wonderful. And KSCJ, gosh, let's talk about, you know, the visibility that we get, being able to be here at the station to talk about this important fundraiser that we're working on right now. So can I say something about carrying groceries out for Fairway, Art? Would you be all right with that?
Absolutely. I think it's a great service.
I'll tell you my personal story. Last night at the last minute, I noticed I didn't have something from what I wanted for dinner tonight, so I went up to the Fairway store. And I had a young man carry my groceries out for me. And I always think, oh, it's so nice because they're just carrying my groceries out. And I opened up the back of my car and had a bunch of materials about the Roundup to Fairway. And he said, are you doing a Roundup? And I said, we are. And he said, and it's from Boys and Girls Home. And I said, that's right. And he said, oh, that's such a good cause. We're so happy to be participating in this. This is a teenager that's talking to me. So look at the impact that happens with all of the training. Already, Fairway is teaching all of the people that work at their store the importance of giving back to their community. So it made me feel really good that he knew who we were and he knew about the Roundup too.
Well, that's the kind of excitement we want. They recognize us for a good cause and they're willing to work for this. Tony, you do a lot when you guys develop these young people through the work effort at Fairway. You want to discuss some of that?
It's a good training process. We help the kids learn and be able to talk to adults, their coworkers. Just working at Fairway helps them grow as a person overall. And back to the Roundup, without our customers, we can't do this.
Win-win. And I'll tell you, let's talk about some of the reasons the customers should come in to Fairway. What you got on sale? I haven't looked at my ad this week yet.
We'll be having Coke 24 packs, super hot price, $8.88, limit two. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a good price on jumbo blueberries.
Ooh.
Ooh, my favorite.
Get there quick.
Everybody does laundry, so we're going to have a special price on Tide as well.
I just bought Tide last night.
There you go. All right. Good support. But you can still go back and round up, okay? When you take a look at what's happening there, I really think that we've had the inflation, we've had the increase in prices. All that is starting to come back down in line. Have you noticed any difference in customer shopping trends during the last year or so?
Customers are making more stops. They're not just coming once a week. Gas prices are down a little bit too. They're driving around. But we still see the same friendly faces every week.
Well, I got to go with it because it's chili season, and I got to get down and stock up on my chili stuff. And that's when I buy that. I loved it when you sell that 10-pound roll of hamburger. That's a deal, folks. If you look for it, I think it's in place right now this week. And I get my beans. I stock up, put it in my pantry, and then during the course of the winter, it's chili time anytime. So it's just a convenience. You're in, you're out. It's a smile. You got some great deals there, and you solidify all this you do this consistently. I can't tell you how long I've been there, and it's just a great deal, and we love having the Fairway stores here, and we love working with the Fairway store. So I want to thank you. I'm encouraging everybody to get out there and do something during the next couple of weeks at Fairway. If you're already a Fairway shopper, please round up. It's for a great cause, and if you're not a Fairway shopper, you should stop in and see what they have there. Next, I wish I had the time, Tony, to talk to you about shelf space. You know, how do you manage that? But I think we might need a whole show to do that. Yeah. So, okay, folks, we're coming up on the end of our show right now. And every week we try to end the show with a little joke. Humor is good for the soul. So here you go for this week. We'll try to keep it in the grocery store theme. So why did the tomato turn red in the produce section? It saw the salad dressing. All right. Don't throw anything at me.
I get it.
Okay. I get it. Tony, Terry, want to thank you very much. Want to thank our listening audience out there. Great show. I also want to give a shout out, folks. This is fantastic. Coppins Local Union 948. The guys came by, about seven or eight of them, and they helped our children build birdhouses this week. They bought pre-assembled kits. The kids hammered. They did everything. They had one-on-one, boys and girls. So I want to give a shout-out to the Coppins Union Local 948. Nice job. We appreciate it. You guys are fantastic. And you left a bunch of smiles in the place all day long. Before I go, I want to mention stuff. The Thriftique, located at the old Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Junior Peterson Behavioral Health Campus, and stuff is just booming. So you want to get in stuff. We have great donations coming in every day. The best value store in Sioux City. We're looking for teachers. We're looking for a therapist. So if you'd like to come and work at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, give our personnel manager a call at 293-4700. This is a great show. I'm glad you listened in. It's all for a good cause. So your homework this week is, this is before you go to the Roundup, your homework is to go out and have a good last. Peace be with you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.